Hey, Cam, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
How do you feel right now, Cam, physically?
Doing great. Every day is a good day to get some good treatment and get close to 100%.
Cam, since the wrist injury, how have you had to adjust how you've played the early parts of this season to make sure that that doesn't become a lingering thing for you?
It hasn't been pretty much anything adjustments on my behalf, man. It's just trying to still focus on executing the game plan and execute what coaches asked me to do.
Have they asked you to do less running, or that you haven't carried the ball a lot the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's just all in the game plan, you know. It's for me, you know, my thing is to always be coachable for the things that's put in. I give my two cent in as far as how I'm feeling and how I could be better each and every day.
What has made Kelvin Benjamin so good to start his career?
Well, Kelvin has been a guy that's just coaching, then getting coached up and has been receiving it as best as he could. You know, coming out at each and every practice, working hard, and when you buy into the program, things like that happen.
Cam, people talk about, a quarterback's relationship with his receivers and chemistry and all of that, but is it odd this week going through with a couple of running backs who really haven't been around or haven't played a lot?
Well, that's not, anything of my focus. This is the NFL, and this is a job, and you got to be professional at the end of the day. So no matter who's back there at receiver, quarterback, running back, tight end, fullback, or whatever position you have, man, you have to – perform at the best of your ability, and I have all the confidence in the world that the guys that they put in will be ready to go.
Cam, through all this, what has Greg Olsen meant to you as far as consistency and the relationship there?
Well, Greg has been an unbelievable safety valve for me ever since I've been here. His professionalism that he brings to the table each and every week, with understanding what how he needs to run his routes and being available. No matter picking up the hot and knowing what I'm thinking, when I'm dropping back as well. So it takes a hell of a receiver to understand that, and for him to understand, what the quarterbacks is going through as well.
Is he working you this week to get the ball more because it's the Bears?
Well, probably not. He's always working me, trying to get the ball into who. The Bears doesn't mean anything different.
Tim, what do you remember about Jimmy Clausen?
What
do you remember about Jimmy Clausen?
What do I know about Jimmy Clausen?
What do you remember about him? Your time with him.
I mean, Jimmy was a great teammate. I don't know if Jimmy, I don't have to prepare about Jimmy. Jimmy plays quarterback, and Jimmy's probably the last of my worries as far as preparing for the Bears, being that he is an offensive player.
He plays for the Bears now, that's why we asked.
Yeah, I understand that, but he still has to play quarterback.
Cam, when you look at the Bears' defense on film, what's the first thing that jumps out to you?
Really, they're coached extremely well, very disciplined defense, as well as, they have a lot of talent on the perimeter. So we have to execute. It's going to be at a premium this week with understanding what we have to do and stay out of long yardage situations.
Cam, did you see or have you watched some of the Bears-Packers on film? And is it hard not to salivate after you see, a team not punt against the Bears defense?
Well, I think the Packers did a great job, but, our approach may be a little bit different, especially, going into this game. We're still going to try to do the things that we feel that may give us some things on film that looks great, but at the end of the day, we still have to execute the game plan and worry about ourselves.
Cam, what in your eyes is the next step for Benjamin as he kind of continues up that
continuously working each and every week to try to become the best player that he possibly can. And his ceiling is high, and we understand that. And the coaches are going to coach him up. I'm going to be as great of a teammate as I can to him and for him. To see him succeed each and every week, and hopefully we can get a win this week.
The value of tall receivers is something the Bears know about, but how does his height really help you out there?
Well, just his physicalness is one thing that is a difference maker. When you go with the average height in the cornerback position in this league with the way he plays, it's kind of like a something that we tend to focus on. each and every week. So if he comes out with a great mentality that he can't be stopped, man, it makes my job a lot easier.
What's your sense for what Stewart's availability will be this week?
Say it one more time.
Your sense for what Stewart's availability may be this week?
Well, you know, as of right now, I really don't know who's going to be going and who's not going to be going. My job is to try to become, you know, the best quarterback I can as possible. And, you know, no matter who's out there playing, like I say, I know that those guys will be ready to go.
Thank you. Thanks, Cam. See you Sunday.